Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. This Saturday, the Sabbath day, there's snow on the ground and it's glistening here in Detroit, Michigan. There is a winter feast this weekend in downtown Detroit, Michigan. Surprise yourself. Come visit us. Bring your children and your grandchildren. Make this winter fest a family affair. Enjoy yourself. And then go home. And you're welcome to come back at another time to enjoy yourself as well. Lashay, I know you have your Bible, your pen, paper, and pencil handy. And, of course, you know, I want you to always to have yourself a glass of water or drink at least an 8-ounce glass of water whenever listening to this program. And I say that to you because there's so many of you who are not drinking enough water for your system. And, of course, I do not want you to go on dialysis. One of the reasons and dialysis is where you have to go maybe 3 days out of the week to take a treatment to cleanse your blood. And I understand that one of the reasons is that during your younger years, you do not drink enough water to clean your system out. So that's why I ask that you drink at least an 8-hour glass of water, an 8-ounce glass of water. And I ask that you do that daily. I drink at least 32 ounces of water a day. Today's lesson starts with Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 6 as well as much as I can of Matthew chapter 7. Now, the outline for Matthew chapter 6 is do good to please God, the model prayer. Fasting to be seen only by God. They have treasures in heaven, the lamp of the body. You cannot serve God and riches. Do not worry. Judge not. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. And finally, narrow is the way. I pray that God will give me strength and to do all of, read all of this that I have said. So get your Bibles out. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and I will begin reading. Also, I should tell you that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those books are pretty much the same. They tell pretty much the same story. So let's read Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites. And a hypocrite is a pretender. It's a person that's not sincere. As the hypocrites do in the synagogues. A synagogue is like a church or a temple. And in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. All Jesus is saying here is when you do something for somebody, don't bring it up in front of them as well as somebody else. For instance, I did this for you, and I did that. So what? You've done that. Now keep it quiet. You don't have to tell anyone else what you have done for anyone. continue reading at pick up at chapter 6, verse 4, that your charitable deeds may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. The model prayer. When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. Remember, a hypocrite is a pretender or insincere person, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues. Again, synagogues is your temple or your church. And on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Did you know God is in a secret place? Our Father is in a secret place. Mm-hmm. That's news to me, too. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. That vain means useless words, a lot of words, as the heathens do. And a heathen is someone that does not acknowledge God, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. So no long prayers, please. Therefore, do not be like Zip, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. And this is in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Our Father in heaven, hallowed. Hallowed means holy. Be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we must learn how to forgive those who have done something to hurt us in life. But as in the book of Revelation, Jesus hated the Nicolaitans. He hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. So I still hate the deeds of those who have trespassed against me. So I'm still working to become, as this prayer says, to forgive those who have trespassed against me. The next outline is fasting to be seen only by God. Pick up chapter 6, verse 16. It says, moreover, when you fast. Oh, fasting means to not eat food for a certain length of time. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites. Again, the hypocrites is a pretender or insincere person with a sad countenance. A countenance is their facial expression. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint means to apply oil on your head and wash your face. Did you know that, she? Well, I tell you, I did not know that. When I fast, I would just go for a certain length of time. We got food as well as water. But some fast, people fast, they will have, they are able to drink juice or water. But the main thing that I want you to get from this is that when you fast, as it is said in chapter 6, verse 17, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The next outline is lay up treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth, a moth is an insect that will eat like a hole in your clothes, and rust destroy, and where thieves break in to steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in. So you may say, well, what is a treasure in heaven? Again, when you do something for someone, that is like a treasure. But do not go broadcasting, well, I did this for that person, and I did this for them. Just lay it up in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body, and that's the eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So I suggest that you get a Bible and begin reading the New Testament, and all the words that are written and read, those are supposed to be the words of Jesus. And you do those words as well as read the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 5, verses 6 through 22. They get the Ten Commandments as well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. The next outline says, you cannot serve God and riches. Verse 24 says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is just riches or greed. The next outline says, do not worry. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow means to plant, nor reap. Reap means to harvest, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add a cubit? A cubit is like an inch to your stature. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. And you know, of course, lilies are like flowers or plants. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was arrayed. Arrayed means to be dressed, his attire or clothing. look like those. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek. And the Gentiles are people who have little faith or lacks faith. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And this verse right here, chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient enough for today is its own troubles. Now, let's go into chapter 7. Do not judge. And this is very important here. Do not judge that you be not judged. For with the judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. I judged somebody once. And boy, I was really scornful. But in about less than a week, someone else came and judged me and made me feel very small. So it's important, sheep, that you do not judge anyone, because if you do, it's going to come back to you in that same way that you judge that person. And then you'll feel how it makes you feel, how it made that person feel. Chapter 7, verse 3, let's pick up. Just start reading from there. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck out of your eye, and look, a plank is in your eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, then you will see clearly how to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Women, do not give up your body to anyone unless they agree to marry you or marry you. Nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under your feet and turn and tear you in pieces. So don't give up your body to anyone without that commitment of marriage and or marriage itself. Okay? Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Ask, and it will be given to you. This reminds me of the woman at the well where Jesus told her, ask. And that's where I learned how, when I pray, to ask God for what it is that I want. And here it is right here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. So ask God for what it is that you want. I know I've been asking, and I'm expecting to receive it in any second now. And he will seek, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. Well, what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do unto you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is called the golden rule. When I was a young woman, a young child, and went to Sunday school the few times that I did go, I was taught, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, treat people the way that you want to be treated. Narrow, the next outline is narrow is the way. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is another word for wide, is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. So it's easy, saying it's easy for you to lose your way. Because I think most of us sheep, what we want to do is go to God's kingdom. You know, Jesus comes talking about the kingdom of heaven. And this is one of the reasons why I read to you, because if I talk and say, try to tell you the story, I know that I will say it wrong. And it's important to me that I lead you in the path that God wants you led. Let's pick up chapter 7, verse 14. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. My assignment on this earth is to feed God's sheep and to minister unto the people. And the only way that I know how to do it is by the Bible, by going through and reading the Bible to you. It's easy for me to tell stories because that's what I like doing. I love writing stories. And I wish to God that I would have the money to put my books out so that you can read. Yes, I have written 8 books, and I have more that are not published that I've written. So hopefully God will give me the money to do what I need to do. Let's have a closing prayer. And I love that you spend your time with me, because certainly you can be doing something else. Heavenly Father God, thank you for this beautiful day. Allow us to rejoice and be glad in it. As always, protect us, your sheep and shepherds, from the evil one. Lead us not into temptation, and give us this day our daily bread. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, sheep, take God along with you everywhere you go. And I will be with you next time, if it's the good Lord's will.
got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our